God's house and online, welcome to Children's Story. Before I share the story with you this morning, I want to make a little correction from the last story that I shared with you. When I told you that the walls of the heavenly city are jasper and it's kind of a brownish orange, actually, when I did some more research, I found out that jasper comes in many different colors and even more than one color at the same time. So I don't know what color of jasper those walls God's making, but I know that when we get there, it's going to be beautiful and we're going to love it. Okay, so this morning, the question for your story is, do you like to get things in the mail? Do you guys like to get things in the mail? Packages and notes and cards? It's fun, isn't it? We all like that. But when you're a big person, sometimes you get things in the mail that maybe you don't like so much, like junk mail or bills or taxes. And today, we're going to mention taxes a little bit, property taxes. Boys and girls, taxes are something that the government requires you to pay for many different things, but for property tax, if you own a house or you own land, you're required to pay money on that land that you own. Well, about last month, beginning of the month, I received this in the mail. And when I got this in the mail, I thought, that's funny. It's my name. It's our address. But it comes from the Finance Department of Jackson County Tax Office in Medford, Oregon. And I thought, why in the world would I be getting that? We live in Douglas County, and unless my husband knows something that I don't, we don't have property in Jackson County. And so I looked at this and I thought, well, my name is really common, and it often gets mixed up with other ladies that have the same name. That happens frequently to me. And I thought, well, maybe that's what it is. So I just set it down on the counter because I was busy that day and I had things to do, and I thought, I'll look at it later when I have more time. So when my husband came home, I said, well, look at the envelope on the counter. I got an envelope from Jackson County Tax Office. And he said, well, why did they send that to you? I said, I don't know. Maybe they got my name mixed up. And I said, well, open it up if you want to see what's in there. And so he did. And this is what was inside. A really nice letter from Teacher Margie to us. A very special letter. Now, I still thought, well, that's odd. Why would Teacher Margie's letter be in the tax office letter from Jackson County? And Trey said, well, maybe they pay taxes to Jackson County. I said, well, she still wouldn't need the envelope because it already has an envelope. And it was stamped, has a little postmark, doesn't have the date, but it's got a postmark. And so I said, well, I'm going to call her or contact her. And so I texted her, actually. And she knew nothing about it. And I said, well, I'm gonna get a hold of the tax office tomorrow, and I'm gonna see how her letter got to their office. And so the next morning I called, and the nice lady on the other end of the phone was very sweet, and I told her what happened, and I said, you know, I wanna thank you for sending the mail on to us and making sure we got our letter. And she said, well, that happens sometimes. We get letters stuck to our mail, and we try and send it on. Now, that was really nice of her because they had to pay the postage, and it was their envelope. But they were kind enough to do that. And then I got to tell her what I'm about to tell you. I said, well, I just want to thank you, your office, because you were a part of answering a prayer for me. You see, that very morning, I had been praying to God for some encouragement for my day. I felt I needed that. But I had also been praying that he would answer a question that I ask him every once in a while. And that day, both of those prayers were answered by Teacher Margie's letter. And I said, but I want to thank you for being a part of that encouragement for my day. And she was very happy with that she could help encourage. And you know, boys and girls, I thought about this letter from Teacher Margie. And I thought, Teacher Margie probably intended to put that in the mailbox and it would come straight to us. But it didn't. It took twists and turns, and it got delayed. I don't know how long it took from Teacher Margie's post office to get to Jackson County, but from Jackson County to our house, it took 4 days. So even though Teacher Margie intended that letter to come right to me, it didn't. But it came right when I needed it. Who was in charge of making sure that I got that when I needed it? God was. And the more I thought about this letter, I thought, you know, our life is just like this letter. We make all kinds of decisions, and we have twists and turns and delays in our life. And boys and girls, you are going to make all kinds of decisions. Big decisions, little decisions, of the things that you're going to do in your life, and you're going to have expectations of those decisions. But if you let Jesus guide you in those decisions that you're making, you may have twists and turns and unexpected things happen, and you may even have delays of what you want to happen. But I can promise you that if you let God guide your life, everything is going to work out for you perfect for where you go, when you go, how it works out, because God's timing is perfect. So just trust him. Okay, let me have prayer for you, okay? Father in heaven, we thank you that you are in control of all things. No matter how it seems and how we may think things don't work out, your timing is always perfect. And so I just want to ask that the boys and girls here and the boys and girls online will trust you to guide them in their life, to make their decisions, no matter how big or small they are. And they will let you take them through their life so that you can work out things perfectly for them. Thank you for doing that, Father. Thank you for your great love for them. In Jesus' name, amen.